right now, time for the birthday scam.
We're going to call up Carmen. She was in her parking garage at work and backed into one of the pillars, Raj, and completely knocked the bumper off.
Mm-hmm.
I'll call from the building to say she damaged it.
This is Carmen.
Hey, Carmen, this is Bob calling from Properties. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
Pretty good. I tracked you down. You, I guess, had a little problem in the garage.
Uh-huh.
Recently?
Yeah.
We're just trying to piece together what happened.
Okay.
There's some repairs.
I was like downstairs. I'm out of breath. I'm sorry.
Oh, what were you doing?
I was downstairs on my break.
Well, we're trying to put together what happened because there's some damage down there. And
I don't think I damaged it that bad.
Well, what happened exactly?
I was pulling in and I accidentally hit it. It's not the thing is all screwed up or something.
Well, I was talking to the security guards and I guess your bumper came off, right?
Yeah.
Well, you had to be probably going pretty fast.
I was only pulling into a space. How fast can you pull into a parking space?
Well, you damaged it severely enough as to where we're going to have to bill you for it.
What?
Since you admit that you did the damage.
I'm sorry, I'm not paying for anything because you don't know how many times that pillar's been hit. Why don't you take a look at the other scratches on that thing?
Well, I don't have any videotape of anyone else hitting the pillar.
Okay, well,
except you.
I'm sure in the past.
Except
I mean, the building's
you.
Been here for a while. I'm not paying for anything.
Well, you're the only person that I know of that's hit that pillar. The security guards told me that you came up crying to them that morning.
Well, yeah, I was upset because the damn thing ripped my bumper off.
No, the damn thing didn't rip your bumper off. You ran into it. The pillar isn't alive. It didn't chase you.
Okay, I understand that I bumped it. I did not run into the pillar.
Well, the thing of it is we have to...
totally damaged that pillar.
Hello?
You're saying the security guards told on me.
Ma'am?
Yes?
We have a bill. It's for
$2,900. $2,900? $2,900.
Yes.
How am I supposed to pay for that? Please tell me, how am I supposed to pay for that?
I don't know. Maybe perhaps your auto insurance might be able to cover it.
That's a good one. I've already done my auto insurance with that car.
We've had other accidents in the garage, you know, with women running into things.
Why is it only women?
Well,
why can't it
you
be
tell
men?
Me. You tell me.
No, it's you
always,
tell me why.
No,
it only
you tell
me.
It's
women.
Always a woman down in the garage running into something. Probably because you're not paying attention. That's what I'm thinking.
I was paying attention. Excuse me.
If you were paying attention, you wouldn't have hit it.
Oh, you know, whatever. Just bill me, okay? You know, you'll get your $2,500 or whatever.
$2,900.
Excuse me, $2,900. I gotta go. You know, I'm taking time from my smoke break. Bye.
Were you smoking when?
This is Sylvia.
Put her back on.
Okay.
Right.
You must have really pissed her off. Yeah. I was away from the desk and she took off.
Where did she go?
She ran back outside to smoke. Well, he ran to get her.
Okay. Well, don't tell her yet.
One moment, please.
All right.
This is Carmen.
Carmen, maybe this is what we should do. And by the way, I don't appreciate being hung up on.
Well,
you're
sorry, excuse me, but you had enough for me.
You're not very professional. But here's what I'm thinking we're going to do. I want to get together with you and recreate the accident. I'll play the part of the pillar. And you can back into me.
No,
I just want to, and that way we can sort of get a feeling for what happened down there.
This is such a joke. This is so unfair. I'm kidding you.
Why don't you ask Sylvia what's going on?
Who is this?
Dean and Raj. Birthday scam. Carmen?
Oh, no.
Back your bumper into Dean's.
I'll be the pillar. Every Friday, you know, we pick the dumbass of the week. And here's another potential candidate, Raj. Let's check this out. It's some TV anchors on TV in Philadelphia. And they're wishing Joe Frazier a happy birthday.
So they're doing that beyond the grave?
They don't realize he's passed. Check it out.
Philadelphia boxing legend Joe Frazier celebrating his birthday today. Happy birthday, Joe. Also giving back to the community. He is going to be meeting with friends and supporters at City Hall this evening at 6 o'clock to honor championship youth boxing teams and coaches. This year marks the 45th anniversary of Joe Frazier's gym located in North Philadelphia. The space has been used to develop several young athletes. He's turning 73 years old today.
He's a legend. Such a force.
Such a force. And so vibrant.
And, he's dead.
And dead. How does that happen on any level? I mean, okay, sometimes we forget who's dead or alive. They have websites, dead or alive. We have to, you know, right. You always ask Siri, is so-and-so alive?
Yeah.
But to think that to go on and report on the TV station in Philly, a major market, that he's actually going to make an appearance tonight. Mm-hmm. Who's doing that homework check?
Yeah, because he died 4 or 5 years ago. Well, there is an event probably going on at his gym.
Right, the 40-year anniversary. Yeah. I'm getting all that.
So there was a press release, and some flunky typed it up wrong. You know.
Right. They'll read anything you put on the screen, Dean. Go F yourself, Philadelphia.
So there you have it. Another potential candidate. Make sure you tune in tomorrow so you can vote on the Dumb Ass of the Week. It's critical.
Right now, we've got tickets to give away to the Bill Maher Comedy Show coming to the Smart Financial Center Saturday in March the 4th. We're going to play a little Complete the Lyric.
Oh, I love this, and we have not done this in quite a while.
This is the first time of 2017, certainly.
Let's go to our 12th caller, Frank. Frank, how are you?
Where are we? Anywhere?
Why does this happen? Frank. Frank.
Yeah, it's Frank.
What are you doing, bud?
Oh, man, sitting here wondering what I just did.
You haven't done anything yet.
What have I gotten myself into here?
I've dialed this number plenty of times, and I've just never made it through. I'm, like, super excited, and, like, am I going to screw up in front of everybody or what?
Oh, no pressure.
I think you have a very good chance to get this correct. Dean's going to read you, or we're going to play you a big classic Elton John song, the opening or the lyric, and you just finished the lyric, okay? And you're going to know this one.
I will do my best.
All right, here you go. Listen through your phone.
You listen to the radio station a lot, right? You've heard this song, probably. Elton John, you know him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got this. Now, when it stops, you jump in. Here we go.
Hold me close, I'm time to dance.
What comes next?
Holy smokes, man.
It's not correct.
It's
no,
not cannot, holy smokes. No, all right, good try. I know it's hard. Glad you finally got through.
Hello.
Bobby, how are you?
Good, sir. How you doing?
Pretty good. So we're going to play you this. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
You ready to jump in? All right, here we go.
Hold me close, I'm trying to dance.
Counting headlights on the highway.
Wait, what did you say? Say it again.
I think you have it.
Something headlights on the highway.
Yeah, that was it. I think he said
headlights
it right there.
Headlights on the highway.
What's the first word?
Counting?
Yeah, he said counting.
Oh.
Which is not the first word.
I'll
give you one chance to get it correct.
Hold me close, so Tony.
Tony Danza?
Dang, I can't think of it.
Okay. We got to have people are going to complain.
Good try. Thank you.
Michael, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Let's play it and see if you can jump in and get it, okay?
I thought it was the same as the last guy, counting headlights on the highway.
It is not counting.
I'll say watching headlights on the highway.
Yeah, no, we're just using the wrong form of that first word. Brad, good morning.
Good morning. I think I got it.
All right, let's see if you do.
Hold me close, I'm trying to dance.
Count the headlights on the highway.
Ow! Yeah, and you sang it almost.
In key. I like that. Nice job.
Well done.
All right. We're going to send you to see comedian Bill Maher in March at the Smart Financial Center.
Yeah, so it's count the headlights.
Not counting.
Or counting. No.
Or counting, which is a form of counting.
Yeah.
Feel bad for those guys. They were
really
close.
Do.
They know it.
Yeah, but they just
not quite good enough.
Didn't quite have it.
He's dead, Jim.
I want him dead. I want his family dead.
Oh, why can't someone die?
They're dead. They're all dead.
Here we go. Dead guy in the envelope. Oh, the envelope is loud today. I have a name of a famous dead man. He's in there now. You have to guess who it is. You're allowed your little yes or no question. And then make a guess.
I am again fighting the urge to just blurt it out.
Why do you
I
do
don't
that?
Know.
Don't do it. You're the judge.
I know.
You're supposed to be the sane one here. Aaron from Richmond is our first player. How are you, Aaron? Aaron, can you hear me?
Might have lost him while he was on hold. Maybe he fell asleep.
Hello?
Let me check my settings.
All right.
In case it's something.
I heard something, Dean.
That I've done. Aaron? What the hell? It's not me. MJ. MJ.
Oh, I think it's got to be
it's you.
You.
It's got to be you.
Well, I'm checking. Everything is...
Hello?
Oh, there's a key button. I got it.
Here we go. We apologize, Aaron.
Why
call
do
back.
People mess with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get him back in. MJ.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, you're number one now.
Awesome.
What's your question?
Is he an American producer?
That's very specific.
Yeah, that's two questions in one, I think. So you got to...
Okay. Is he a producer?
No, not a producer.
Okay, so I'm going to guess Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder.
Great actor, passed away this past year.
Negative. This would be Laura. Hello, Laura.
Good morning.
Hi.
Is he in politics?
Yes, among other things.
Ah, was... Is it Gerald Ford?
Gerald Ford. No. So we've hit a category, politics. David.
Did he die within the last 5 years?
Yes. Did you hear me? I said yes.
Yeah, I forget the senator's name. All right.
You've got nothing?
All right, but...
Nothing.
No. Thought you were going somewhere with that, but... politician died in the last 5 years.
Hello.
Was he a president?
No, he was not a president.
Good question.
No answer.
All right. Thank you. That's interesting.
Lisa, this politician is dead. He was not a president.
Shoot.
Dang.
I can't think of anybody. I'm going to say Nixon.
Nixon is not. He is dead.
And was president. Let's try to utilize the useful tool of the yes or no question.
Hello, Matthew.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, good. Was he a representative?
Was he a representative?
Oh, gosh.
Like in the...
I'm trying to...
Is he like in the House of Representatives?
Right, that's what I'm looking for. Hang on,
We have to look at his resume.
We're checking the...
We don't remember him as that.
Okay.
Let's
but
just
he
go with
politician.
That. Yes.
Okay. Well, I was going to say Fred Thompson.
Fred Thompson, the actor politician, is not correct.
Warning. Chili dog coming up in the four calls from now.
I picked him earlier off the air talking with Susie. I said, this is a week. Chili's going to lay in the weeds till about caller number 8. Let everybody else shape it for him. Of course, we lost one caller. So he's right in that neighborhood. Good morning, Chili.
Well, no, he's coming up in 4 calls.
Oh, and 4 more.
That's the warning. So we need to get it done before then if we're going to take Chili out of play. Terrence.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
What, you said was he an American politician?
Yes.
Okay, I'll guess Tip O'Neill.
Tip O'Neill, former Speaker of the House. Not correct.
Aaron, good morning.
Hey, I'm back. Yay.
Good, Aaron. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Well, it's my last chance of doing Dead Guy as a single. I'm getting married Sunday, so
wow,
I'm gonna give it a
shot. Congratulations!
We'll put you in the envelope.
Thank you. Was he part of the Libertarian Party?
No, not a Libertarian.
Okay, I was going to say Mark Feldman. So,
oh,
enough.
Interesting guess. Congratulations! Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Two calls till Chili Dog.
We have chili alerts now. It's not like it's going to be chilly outside, but chilly on the radio.
Charles.
Yeah.
Morning.
You're on. We have a dead American politician. He died in the last 5 years. He was not a president. He was not a libertarian. He was not in the House of Representatives.
Oh, boy. I don't have a guess on that.
Oh, well, thanks for waiting.
Thanks.
All right, buddy.
You, sir, were useless.
Oh, come on. Maybe he just wanted to talk to you, Dean.
Chili Dog now on the line.
Good morning. How are y'all?
25-time winner.
Chili, are we in school in front of the class, or where are we?
They're right here in front of me right now. Y'all want to say hi?
All right, good morning.
Hi.
We got to finish Othello Act 1, so I should go quick. Okay. Was he related to another politician?
Not that I know of.
All right, let's go with Strom Thurmond.
Strom Thurmond from South Carolina.
All right, y'all say bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a good week.
Back to Othello. That sounds like fun. To James.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hello. Morning.
Was he also an entertainer?
No, not an entertainer.
Oh. Okay, I was going to go with Sonny Bono, but...
Oh, that's a good guess. Yeah. We were talking about him earlier in the week, and it is not Sonny.
All right, well, thanks, guys.
Take care.
We'll take one more call, then we'll go to the Eagle update. Kevin, good morning. Kevin?
Also an entertainer.
Kevin, turn your radio down, sir. For the love of God. Sasquatch.
How y'all doing this morning?
Where you been?
I've been off.
Okay.
All right. Was he a Democrat?
Yes, he was a Democrat.
Okay, good.
What, good that he's dead? What are you saying?
I guess Spiro Agnew.
Spiro Agnew. Was there ever a vice president that was more ridiculed than Spiro? They had a watch about him, and it didn't keep time.
Nah. 729, so we have a dead American politician, died in the last 5 years. We did, if you listen closely, you heard that he was politics was one of the things he was known for.
Yeah, and
so
it's a coin flip if it's what he's best known for. Probably not.
All right. So ponder that. 713-343-1075. Now to the Eagle Update with Susie.
Okay, Director of National Intelligence James Clapper says that he spoke with Donald Trump yesterday and is telling him that the intelligence community did not leak an unverified memo claiming the Russians have financial and personal dirt on him. In a press conference, Trump was upset that he thought that they had done that. Also said that the Russians have footage of him engaging in graphic sexual behavior is phony because he's a germaphobe. That he wouldn't do that. In the same conference, he says he's turned control of all of his business interests to his two adult sons and is also hiring his own ethics officer to review any new deals for signs of conflict of interest. Watchdogs, though, say that's not enough. He also expects a repeal and replacement of Obamacare to be simultaneous. An Amber Alert's been issued for three Houston children. Police say the mother, who does not have custody, may be headed to Mexico in a gold Chevy Cruze. Texas executed death row inmate Christopher Wilkins last night. He was convicted of killing two men after one of them mocked him for falling for a phony drug deal. It is the first execution in Texas of the year. Houston will hit a population milestone this year. Analysts predict the entire Houston metro area will hit 7 million on November 17th of this year. They've nailed it down to the day. Meanwhile, Houston's murder rate is at a five-year high. 302 people were killed last year, 50% higher than it was in 2011. And the seafood is for sale. The seafood is the 60-foot yacht owned by Rodney Dangerfield in Caddyshack.
Hey, Wang.
Swanson, full steam ahead. Over there. I want to go over there.
Over there. It's for sale on yachtworld.com for $129,000. If you look at the pictures, it has seen better days. It needs a whole lot of work.
Anchor scratched.
I'm Susie Hanks. Here's Raj with sports.
Sports brought to you by Classic Auto Group. Galveston Rockets' 9-game win streak comes to an end on back-to-back nights in Minnesota. They fall 119-105 to the T-Wolves. And after reviewing hours of film, studying the game in New England this Saturday, the Texans have zeroed in on what the key to the game is. And here's Brock Osweiler to tell us what it is.
If you have turnovers, you know, you're giving Tom, additional chances to score points, sometimes on a short field, and that's never going to be good for your football team.
Can you believe it? Critical. It's turnovers. That's Eagle Sports.
Hello, it's Dean and Rod Show, 737.
Hola.
We have a fascinating dead guy in the envelope today. We've learned a lot. We have a dead American politician. Although he did something else that he was also known for, died in the last 5 years. He was not
a president,
not in the House of Representatives, we think. He was a Democrat. And that's the pertinent info that we need on him. So I think
we're ready to unleash it. Oh, if we could identify what else he did.
The other thing that he was also known for was not entertainment.
Right.
So let's go back to the phones. To Craig now on the line. Craig, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
What do you got?
Was his name related to an appendage?
Is his name related to an appendage?
Are you talking about Tricky Dick?
I'm going to say no, although that's not absolute, but I'm going to say no.
We think
I
not.
Don't think so.
Yeah. Okay, I was going to guess Mark Wiener.
Well...
Who's that?
Anthony Weiner's alive.
I don't know.
But not today. Thank you.
No Weiner.
John's on the line. Good morning, John.
Morning.
How are you?
Fine. How y'all doing?
Trout fishing.
Slash something else.
You said
an entertainer.
Well, I was going to say Sonny Bono, which wasn't very entertaining, but you know.
Yeah, that someone guessed Sonny. It's not Sonny Bono this morning. Thanks.
To Jack.
Yes, was he an astronaut?
Yes.
John Glenn?
Boom!
Winner, John Glenn. Today's dead guy in the envelope. You get the $50 Fogo de Chão gift card. Congratulations.
You know,
right, great.
And it's not like he wasn't a significant politician because he was a senator and ran for president and all that, but had someone guessed astronaut first, we probably would have been done a long time ago.
Right. But we knew that the astronaut doesn't come up a lot.
No.
On Dead Guy. It's not one of the first ones that people usually guess. So this took a while, although he's very recent. He's one of the 8 or 9 people that passed in December.
What do we not know about John Glenn, Susie? He was a real hero.
He was. He was, you know, the first American to orbit the Earth, circled it 3 times. He was a fighter pilot in World War II and Korea. He was a military test pilot, one of the Mercury 7. He was a sitting senator when he went back into space. He was the oldest astronaut, and he's the only one who did the Mercury and space shuttle.
Wow.
Yeah, it makes my life seem somewhat inadequate.
He was, yeah, an overachiever, obviously. But good for him, and good for our caller, Jack, who gets the Fogo de Chão gift card. Well done, sir.
Thank you.
All right, hold on the line. We'll hook you up with that. It's the Eagle, Houston's only classic rock station. Dean and Rod Show at 7:45. I want to thank everybody that played on Dead Guy today. The dead guy in the envelope was astronaut / politician John Glenn, who, by the way, is featured in this new movie, Blended Figures, which I saw the other day. It's really good.
Blended Figures?
What's it called?
Hidden Figures.
Hidden Figures.
You're not falling for the Fences Figures mix-up, are you?
Yeah, it's an odd title. But so, it's the story of the African-American women who worked at NASA in the 1960s. And in the movie, John Glenn, or the actor who portrays John Glenn, is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
He is not going to go up in the rocket till he gets the correct numbers.
Well, yeah.
And so he literally was not going to take off. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. This movie is based on a true story. But John Glenn was badass.
I used to get, because I was asking Susie off the air if he was the one who also broke the sound barrier.
That's Jaeger.
But that was Jaeger.
Yeah.
I'd get those confused. And then Jaeger, they went on to name a shot after him.
I'm not sure that's the history is correct. No.
Well, I'm just going by memory. This could be a little
different spelling.
Don't fact check it.
Jaeger has nothing to do with Jägermeister.
I think Jägermeister has been around for a lot longer. Well, though Chuck Yeager's pretty old too. So.
He may have had some with him when he broke the sound barrier.
I was looking up John Glenn and his political career, and because I vaguely remember him running for president or trying to get the nomination, and it was the year. He was one of the candidates in the Democratic ticket that didn't get the nomination, and Mondale got it. And how did that work out? Yeah. Not that Reagan wasn't going to slay whoever it was, but that I don't know if he ever ran again after that for president.
Well, when he went back into space, I remember we made a lot of fun of that. That was right when we first got to Houston. And he was...
Why did we make fun of him? Just because he was so old.
77, yeah.
Right. So we did diaper jokes.
A lot of diaper jokes.
Yeah, sure. That's so us. Make fun of a guy who did more in at age 77.
Well, for a certain kind of person, it makes you feel better if you make fun of someone else.
True.
That's where we were at that point. We're not there now.
No, we've matured. We've grown up.
So thanks.
I can accept someone who has achieved way more than me.
John Glenn, our dead guy today.
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. You know where they really love American football? Portugal. Listen how excited these Portuguese announcers get when Aaron Rodgers throws a Hail Mary touchdown pass, as always, just before halftime against the Giants.
Vai tentar Hail Mary no Lobo Field!
Like the one guy is just yelling, oh, my God, in English. Hey, I'll take that over Joe Buck and Troy Aikman anytime. That's today's Wild Pitch.